This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah. They say the dynasty's dead, that the crown's been cracked. Talking heads run their mouths, but they don't know jack. Stephen A. Coward, all that noise on repeat. But we don't flinch, we reload, not retreat. One bad game, now they think we're done. We went 15-2, still second to none. Mahomes got weapons, yeah, the arsenal stack. Rice worthy Hollywood, yeah, the five pals back. Creed and Trey holding down the line. Rookie left tackle, future so divine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. And he's still the maestro, calling every play. 87's last ride, he's going out his way.
So keep talking, keep doubting our name. Come on now. We just play. Come on now. Come on, somebody. Get fired up, man. Red Friday starts in 13 hours.
That's right. Yes, it does. Yeah, no, 12 is 6, no, 7, no, 8, 14 hours.
14 hours. I'm like, it's soccer. We're actually in the 700 minute.
Yeah. No, we're 14 hours till pregame, 15 Let's hours go. To kickoff.
Can you make
Let's
it?
Let's go. Probably
good,
not.
Good little bop there to start your Friday, Red yeah. Friday. You're on 96.5 The Fan.
Let me know what you thought of that song. That's my friend Joe's song. We've been kind of workshopping it and changing it up a little bit and doing all this kind of fun stuff with it. So let us know what you think of that song at 913-586-7965. He wants to know what you think of his song. And he brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel, and he's bringing you the new Chiefs song.
Mac, let me tell you, let me ask you something.
He's on the phone right now. I don't know what he's doing back there. So I don't know if he's beatboxing
real quick.
Okay. Yeah. He's got some computer issues back there, I think.
You can hear me though, right? Yeah. In your life, what would you have thought would have happened first? Bill Belichick coaches college football while also dating a woman under the age of 25.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bob Fesco's in the studio putting bars together with somebody.
No, it's so easy. There's an app. I mean, like, literally, you go and you create some lyrics, and you go to S-U-N-O. That's the app. You say what you want. They create the song. It's done in 30 seconds. It's fantastic. Where do you think we got the Ralph Miller song or the Jay Binkley song or the Fesco and Dusty song? Like, it's just seconds, man. I'm spitting tunes, brother.
It won't be long until Bob starts saying another one in people's songs. But, no, man, I think that's good to have on a Friday.
Yeah,
that's good juice.
It is.
You've survived the week.
Yep.
You've made it to the end, and you've got the weekend to come for you. Obviously, the game tonight's at 9 o'clock, and we know that, I mean, I don't know how much more was revealed yesterday, but I think I got everything I needed on Wednesday when we were here doing this, that ain't nobody playing in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, but not the guys. Like, I doubt we see 87, 15, definitely not going to see 5. You think we see Rashee Rice?
I don't. Probably not.
So probably nobody.
Yeah, I would imagine the only people we're going to see probably are the starting offensive linemen, which I think is what everybody really wants to see, quite honestly, with
Low
this
key.
Team, right? Like, yeah, exactly.
71's what everybody wants
to
watch.
Right, exactly. Everybody wants to see what he can do, and I think there's going to be a lot of eyes maybe on Wanye Morris if you're watching the game tonight as well. Not Wanye Morris, but Kingsley Suamata'i. Somebody was telling me yesterday, I think it was CBS Sports I was reading, that Wanye Morris is in competition with number 71 to be the left tackle. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you guys have been paying attention to. So I've had Wanye on my mind, but no, Kingsley Suamata'i. Some people said he didn't play well. Some people did say he played well. Some people said he played okay. Some people said he didn't play okay. So I think there's some debate on him at the left guard spot. But other than that, I mean, this is one of those games, as we talked about yesterday, Dusty, when you were at Carnoustie or wherever the hell you were, is that we're not playing these guys because it's a lot of travel already for the Chiefs this season. Two West Coast preseason games and then your first game's in Brazil. And they're like, all right, we're gonna try to give these guys a little bit of a break while we can. And you got the third preseason game, what, Thursday next week here. Mm. So you have the opportunity to play some of those guys in game three, which they will. And so the home fans will get an opportunity to see some of the stars that they're going to the preseason game for. And as you know, a lot of people's first games, kids, you know, go to the preseason games. They're going to give them a little kind of carrot out there and see some of the big guys, which you normally wouldn't see in a third preseason game. So there's a couple of things that factor into all of that as to why these guys aren't playing. And I think it's good. I mean, why waste the energy in the preseason when you're traveling across the country twice already and then have to go to Brazil in less than 10 days or whatever it is. So
sidebar conversation real quick, because I do want to talk a little bit about Rashee Rice, which I think we can talk about for most of the day today.
Oh, Florio's got a great conspiracy I want to roll out there. I just saw too.
Can't wait. Where do you come up with that one? In the can?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but no, you saw him in the can, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He stood right in front of me in New Orleans Airport. And do you think that this is, with what we've seen so far in preseason, I know it's been basically a week and a half, but this is, at least maybe I've gotten older and critiqued more as I've done this, but this seems to me like more than ever, we've seen guys not playing, like opting out. Now, I know the injury thing is scary, and we see all these like pre-camp stories where it's like so-and-so is out. It's always like training camp starts, and then the reports come flooding out with so-and-so has left practice today with a knee injury. We'll evaluate, like, obviously the Justin Fields thing was hilarious with the toe and everything.
Yeah, right,
but, like, there are injuries that happen. But also, we all know that, like, the players kind of hate preseason. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a long process, and they just don't want to play because they don't want to get injured. Obviously, we saw the Lions and Falcons game, I think it was, last week, where the guy literally was convulsing on the field, and they were like, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. And the league is like, no, you continue to play, and the coaches are like, the hell we are.
No, not a chance. You see that guy over there, like, shaking for his life?
I mean, didn't we learn with DeMar Hamlin, when something like that happens, you just move the game and change the plans, especially on a preseason game, and those two coaches have to go out there and oversee the NFL and that. Like, the NFL's going to make you finish a preseason game, kick rocks.
Right. So, like, I wonder if starters and coaches are basically like, this is our way of letting you know that we don't want to do preseason. And if we see it, because we could literally bookmark the entire NFL season, and then when it's all said and done, go back to it when the next season starts and we see tinks in the way they do things. And I wonder if there's something about that when it comes to preseason.
No, I don't think this one has anything to really do with that other than the travel. Because, you know, after talking to a few people, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, this is the second preseason game. And they're like, there's a lot. Like, we've already been to Phoenix and back. We've already been to St. Joe and back. And now we're going to Seattle and back, all in less than a week. That's a lot of travel, a lot of West Coast travel, you know, for the Chiefs. And then, again, with that game in Brazil. And so I would say if it was, like, somebody else other than Andy Reid as the coach, because Andy's one of those guys to me that, like, just respects the game. And if the game says, hey, you're going to go stand on your head and call plays, and that's the new rule, Andy Reid would be like, okay, we got to stand on our head and call plays, and we'll figure it out and we'll get it done. But I really do. I think ultimately it comes down to that West Coast travel. Seattle's not an easy flight for anybody, right? That's a 3.5-hour flight out there. And then you got to play a game, then fly all the way back. And so, you know, as we've gotten older as society and more mature and studying things and sleep patterns, all this kind of stuff and rest and whatnot, you take the rest opportunities any chance you can get when you're a professional athlete. And so that's ultimately what this comes down to, is that they just don't want to play these guys because there's been a lot of travel, and you've got the third preseason game at home. You can give your fans, who may not always get an opportunity to go to Arrowhead, a little taste of some of the starters and make it good for them. So I think that's what they're going to do. And you know, the rest of the NFL can decide what they want to do and how they want to handle preseason. I think for a guy like Aaron Rodgers with a new team, if I'm a quarterback, I'd like to play a little bit in the preseason. If I'm a rookie, I'd obviously like to play a little bit in the preseason. But if I'm Travis Kelce, nah, I got something else going on today. You know, like one of those type of things.
I mean, they obviously, like, some people say they don't need it. You know, I know it's different than baseball, but, you know, you get your timing down in spring training where I feel like maybe if the rookies want to play, they would want to see what it's like to play with Mahomes.
Yeah.
But they don't really have a whole lot of offensive rookies out there. They have the offensive line rookie with the left tackle, which I think was what we're all going to watch if we are still in tune tonight at 9 o'clock. But yesterday, sitting there getting the news in the same way that you guys got it, right at 9:54, of course.
That's right. Yep. 10 a.m. News jump, as they always do.
Yeah, we get the Rashee Rice news that he is going to have a decision-making case on September 30th, which obviously the first thing you look at is, okay, the main thing that comes out is no suspension number there. Okay, so that's still not resolved. And then you look at September 30th, and then you think, okay, September 30th, so nothing can really happen until then. Then you go look at the schedule, and you're like, okay, that's the first 4 weeks of the season. And you think to yourself, okay, like a lot of people I think did, like, all right, here we go. We got him for Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens. Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's great. I don't like that. And I understand those are really big games. But damn it, for the love that is all of love, can we just get a number on the suspension?
Yeah.
Because Mac was saying before the show started, Jordan Addison, here's what happened. Here's your sentencing. Here's your suspension. 3 games. Boom. Here's this guy. Here's what happened. Here's your sentence. Suspension. Boom. Rashee Rice, for some reason, now is, well, he's got to go back and do this. Then we'll decide. And it's like, now, and again, karma, if you want to call it that, that's fine. I don't mind that. Whatever you want to say. But now it's like hanging in the balance, at least until week 5, is, well, what's it going to be? Now this team's going to start moving, doing their thing, being on a roll, and then it's going to be like, okay, now he's suspended for 6 weeks. And it's like, okay, so now he's out for the middle part of the season instead of doing it at the beginning of the season. And yes, the Chiefs haters will say, well, you guys get whatever you deserve. That's fine to have that mentality. But again, like, what are we doing here? Like, I would rather see what the suspension is now than be like, yeah, we have him for 4 games, that 3 of them are tough, but like, Let's say he misses the four games after that. He's missing Detroit. He's missing the first game against Vegas, and he's missing the Washington game.
Well, I think talked to someone yesterday. I go, what, September 30th? WTF is what I texted.
Yeah.
And the response back, I go, probably to get people to talk about this more. And that was the response back. Like, people are perplexed as to why it's going so long and why they're doing this. Now,
which is fair.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because of the way everything's gone. Now, Rashee Rice is going, when he talks to the league, he's talking to this former judge that they've hired to be the head of discipline. She's only heard one other case in the history of her tenure with the NFL, and it's been a couple of years. And so it's a little bit different that they're going to talk to this woman who's a former judge. She's going to make the determination, and then you appeal it after that if you don't like the suspension. And also, too, I found out yesterday by reading some stuff, I think it was on Pro Football Talk. Again, Florio does a good job with the legal side of things. If they don't like the suspension, the team and the player can obviously appeal. The league can appeal, too, if they don't like the suspension. So there's all of that, and then that goes to Roger Goodell. So Jordan Addison didn't go before the judge, the czar, if you will, of discipline for the NFL, but Rashee Rice is going forward with that. And he's done a lot of stuff off the field to make this good, from financial, you know, contributions and community service and all this stuff. And so maybe that's a good thing. She's going to be open-minded and listen to all this stuff and go, wow, he's really done a nice job in the last 18 months rehabilitating himself. Maybe we'll go lenient on him. Look, nobody knows. Nobody knows what the hell is going on. But at the end of the day, it's something that we still have to deal with now for another 6 weeks. And Florio points out, he goes, it makes no sense, he says. And it's making some wonder whether some want Rice to be available for a quartet of high-profile games to start the season. From week one against the Chargers in Brazil on YouTube, to week two against the Eagles on Fox, week three against the Giants Sunday Night Football, week four against the Ravens on CBS, and he will be available for week five against the Jacksonville Jags on Monday Night Football, because the hearing's not till Tuesday. So you've taken care of YouTube. You've taken care of Fox. You've taken care of CBS. You've taken care of NBC, and you've taken care of ESPN. You've taken care of five different broadcast partners at the beginning of the season, and you're allowing Rashee Rice to play in those games. And listening to Mike Tirico on The Kingdom, when he said something to the extent of, the Chiefs are the only guaranteed product in the NFL, that's why they're on all of these games, that Florio conspiracy, man, I'm all over that one.
Yeah, I like the sound of it too, but I mean, Mike Tirico said that about a team that didn't have Rashee Rice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they were still the guaranteed product.
And they were still the guaranteed product. You're
you know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah, so, but I mean, these networks have come in to the league, and they've all said, yeah, we'll give you $25 million for a game. It's got to be the Chiefs.
Coming up on the other side, speaking of those Chiefs, that Kingdom show, it dropped last night for everybody. How many episodes deep did you get into it? We discuss some of the highlights, because we're all three on this show, three episodes in. We'll dive into that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20, right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan.
(913) 586-7965. If we're back on the air, send us in a we love blank about Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. Because today, guys, if you don't know this, this is the 1 year anniversary of this station flipping over to the FM dial.
Woo!
So give yourselves an applaud. You've done well for the first year on FM radio. Thanks to you guys for letting us do this. I know yesterday a lot of people were saying that you know, it was my 10-year anniversary. I got a couple of texts that says, congratulations, Likens, and then you don't work. I'm like, well, it just happened to line up that way, like Jupiter and Venus outside in the eastern
sky. It's so cool to watch this week with Jupiter and Venus, dude. I'm not kidding. The beginning of the week, it was like at a 10 or 11 o'clock. Then in the middle of the week, they were lined up at noon, and now it's switched over to like 2 o'clock. It's just so bizarre to watch the planet move in a different spot every single morning, because when they were lined up like this, straight up and down, I'm like, holy cow, is that a radio tower out there? Or what is that, right? And then I got the app. app and I put it up at like 4:30 in the morning, like, what's going on in the sky, right? And then I'm like, oh, Jupiter and Venus, right? Okay. And then each day it's progressively kind of just swung clockwise the other way. It's wild, man. Space is cool.
That reminds me of the Scooby-Doo parody, Mac, where the guy's like, yeah, we got some purple sticky stuff. Over there's the skyline. You raised this belt.
Why are you doing like an Alex Gold?
Because that's how he talks in the video.
Whispered Alex Gold.
A whisper Alex Gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex Gold in the library.
Yeah.
That's him in Lycan's library.
They're not gonna.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta do the Lycan's library and Alex Gold Alex whisper. Gold.
Yes.
I love it. The Alex Gold whisper. Hey guys, I just got this card.
This book's gonna sell out before you even have a chance. There's no chance that book's gonna be there when you get there. No chance. Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean, Alex is the ultimate. Look at the worst case scenario.
Yes, of course.
And why buy this car? It's just gonna break eventually.
We don't think we'd carry that book. There's so much like things that are not allowed in libraries anymore. It is what it is.
Did you see that quote from Steve Spurrier that was surfacing for whatever reason yesterday? They were like great quotes in college football history. And somebody said, did you hear about the library that burned down and they lost like 15 books? And Steve Spurrier goes, must be Alabama. 10 of them weren't colored yet or something. Like,
hey, let's go.
Like a good singer. Like, I don't know how old that quote is, but it resurfaced yesterday. I'm like, that's really good.
Hell yes. Get him.
I should have just came back from break and like acting like I was like in the middle of like the third inning as Denny Matthews, just to see if people like, why are you guys replaying the Royals game? They didn't play last night.
Wait,
what's
you
going
know.
On? I'm in a weird universe here. Or just like somehow interrupt Bill Brooks doing traffic with Denny Matthews. Everything is completely screwed. Stay off the roads and sleep in. I'm Denny Matthews. Your boss and your job are gone.
Well, there was one yesterday. What did Bill Brooks say about the I-35 was relieving itself?
Yes,
or something
it was relieving
that.
Itself. That was it.
Yeah.
You love it.
Men's wieners.
Yeah.
So good. So
so we're back on because everybody's, you know, sent in. We've got anywhere from, you know, we love blank. Finally, you're back on the radio. I about lost my blank on a Friday. BBL stinky. Love the shows, guys. My mom's not really a sports fan, and even she loves the show. So keep up the great work. Sure. Love you
guys.
That's
awesome.
Shout out to your mom. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I know that sounds weird, but shout out to your mom.
And if she's single, give Dusty your number.
Stay focused, Dusty. We, as a show,
right.
We wanted to watch the kingdom and kind of stay on par together. It's kind of like we're a couple watching a Netflix series, right? Like, what episode do we want to watch tonight? Only 4 and 5. Do not go past 5. And then Bob's like, speak for yourself, you know? But no, so like we've watched the first 3 episodes. Mm-hmm. So far I'm enjoying it.
It's great.
Obviously it's the Chiefs. Come on. The B roll's awesome. Like when they showed the flag flying above the stadium with like the silhouette of the sun behind it, I'm like, I just need it to be, you know, week 1, you know, like,
let's go.
I know that I'm hard. And, so far what I've watched is the first 3 episodes, the caves were cool. We were talking to Kristen about that, the director of the show. She kind of brought that up for us. I thought the Lamar Hunt stuff was cool.
Really good stuff, yeah.
Because, you know, I always talk about, you know, I give it the comparison of, like, the analogy of, like, Moses in the Bible, right? Lead him to the promised land. Like, Lamar Hunt was like Moses for the NFL.
He really was, yeah.
Like, was in love with shows, like, the showstoppers, was in love with entertainment, wanted to spread it as quickly as possible, and I mean by, like, into foreign countries.
Right.
Loved the World Cup aspect. Like, Clark even says in one of the episodes, like, we went to every World Cup. Like, A, must be nice.
Yeah.
Two, like, what Lamar Hunt said in, like, that little bitty audio clip where he's like, it's okay sometimes when another sport does something really well and you take a little bit from that. And you think about like what the World Cup is and what the Super Bowl is, there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL isn't the NFL without Lamar Hunt. And I don't think over the years, quite honestly, Dusty, he's been recognized enough for what he's contributed to this league. Everybody always talks about, you know, Pete Rozelle and some of the old NFL guys and how the merger came together. And Lamar Hunt, for a long period of time, has always kind of been just in the background. And that was always Lamar's personality. I don't know if you ever had an opportunity to meet Lamar or anything like that. Mac, I'm going to guess you probably didn't have the opportunity to meet Lamar. But, you know, when I was covering games early in my career and like from 01 to 06 or whatever it was, and Vermeil was the coach and then Herm, and you know, it was different back then, right? Like you were with all the people all the time. And I just always remember getting on the elevator with Lamar after Chiefs games and being like, I'm in the elevator with Lamar Hunt, and he was the most just kind of chill dude that you would ever meet. Like, you would never know that Lamar Hunt was Lamar Hunt. Like, it, unless you knew who he was, he never went around and, you know, talked about himself and let everybody know who he was. He wasn't an Al Davis. He wasn't a George Steinbrenner. You know, nothing like that. Just a sweet man that was always ahead of the curve on everything, right? Like, everything he was ahead of the curve on. I mean, the AFL is the reason why we have this high-flying passing offense, because they started that, you know, back in the day. And the NFL says, we don't want these teams coming in. And Lamar says, fine, we'll start our own league. And then they realize, oh, my God, we've got to kind of adopt these guys. But all of this stuff that Lamar created and got the NFL to where it is, he needs more recognition by this league. And he needs to be better known outside of Kansas City, because he's not just a NFL guy. Lamar Hunt shapes sports around this world. And we're getting the World Cup here in less than a year. We would not be getting the World Cup here if it wasn't for Lamar Hunt and his vision on the early days of creating soccer in the United States and making this a soccer kind of mecca now.
Yeah, and I think we all are aware. I think you would say, like, the, you know, the hits of Lamar Hunt's resume would be, like, we know the Super Bowl story. It turned into Super Bowl. We know that he had the AFL. We know that he had the Dallas Texans and essentially was, like, kicked out of Dallas. Oh, no, the state of Dallas can support two football teams. That's I think they need to go find themselves a new area to play. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And so they went to, you know, middle of America.
Right.
And then what I didn't know is that, you know, they had names on the back of the jerseys. That's Lamar Hunt's idea.
Yep. I didn't know that either.
Right.
That, yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Paint in the end zone.
Yep.
Another Lamar Hunt idea.
Right.
And the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, like, what do we get goofy about when we watch the NFL? Why do you buy a jersey? You buy a jersey because of the name on the back of the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? Steph Curry for a while when he was the hottest player
in the world. Your favorite player, right?
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist if Lamar Hunt's not there. We freak out in the playoffs every year. Follow Twitter. Every NFL writer, insider for the Chiefs, the end zone's yellow today.
Right. Well, like, the Bears did theirs blue the other day, and everybody lost their ass up in Chicago,
right?
Too. People like colors, man.
And the halftime show, Lamar Hunt.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was really eye-opening to me. The other thing that was really eye-opening to me in this documentary is, like, I have a severe man crush on Lewis Riddick.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is, I mean, look, I know that he's got a lot of bias towards the Chiefs because of Andy Reid from the time with the Eagles and just, you know, always been around this team. But, you know, that's somebody that's been inside the four walls when the times were absolutely dark.
Yep.
They obviously bring up the Garrett Reed story, and they let Lewis Riddick basically describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he described it perfectly because he wasn't soft. He was honest. He was real. He humanized where he was like, Garrett tried to kick his, you know, his habit. He was trying so hard to do it. And then the demons got him, and it's as simple as that. And they cut away from it. And I just, like, paused it, and I was like, damn, dude. Like, Lewis Riddick is a family member without being a family member,
right?
Like, he's invited to the barbecue.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that, like, the way that he's describing everything, I'm like, sometimes, like, when somebody gets up there, like, when Schrager's talking, I'm like, all right, I can check my email real quick. I don't need to hear what this guy, but when Lewis Riddick's talking, I'm like, and that was another thing I took away. So the tea leaves even deeper into Lamar Hunt's legacy. And then, like, and they don't make them like they used to anymore with Lamar Hunt.
No, they really don't.
My grandfather was the same way. My stepdad's dad, who was really close to me, detailed everything.
Yeah, nobody does. I mean, I have, like, a notebook in front of me, but it's not
like they would laugh at you.
Yeah, they would.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
No.
But, like,
I'm not creating things that people need in life. I'm taking notes about Shador Sanders.
So my big tall friend that you met, Jeremy, right?
Yeah.
So he bought my stepdad's John Deere. This is getting way off topic, but it kind of reflects to what how detailed Lamar Hunt was. He bought my stepdad's John Deere tractor. Well, my stepdad has this lawn mowing company. He doesn't have any use for it. It was his dad's. He held on to it in nostalgia, right? Kind of like Arrowhead. And so he sells it to my buddy, Jeremy. He comes over and gets it. And inside, like, the engine where it's sitting is detailed notes and the receipts from the day he bought it to, like,
oh,
here's where the choke is. Here's the gas it uses. Here's the oil it uses. Here's where this is. And it's all detailed on little tabs, like, that are colored. So all he's got to do is flip through it. And my stepdad's just like, Yeah, that's how it was. And like everything that he has of his is so detailed. Like you go look in those cave rooms where they have all this stuff and everything is like documented and everything. And even Clark mentions it, like, my dad was just a detailed man. I'm like, damn, dude. Like if I could do just half of that, my life would be so much easier.
Yeah.
But now obviously we don't need to because we have Microsoft Excel. We have all these like apps and stuff that we can like put our notes in our wallets on our phone now. So again, I digress and all that.
Yeah, but technology's different. But
I thought Lewis Riddick and three episodes in, Lewis Riddick, and how detailed Lamar Hunt and how much goes beyond just Super Bowl, AFL, and Chiefs and Dallas Texans.
So much. I mean, and that's the other thing. They keep talking about the sports and entertainment conversation, right? And Lamar was talking about that in the 60s. Sports is entertainment. And I think there was a long period of time where people kind of had to go left or right. We're either going to go entertainment or we're going to go sports. We can't be entertaining and do sports. And then people started to realize, I think probably COVID came around and changed all of our lines of thinking, is that we want to be entertained. And I was talking to a member of the Royals about this a couple of weeks ago, about being entertainers. And when you talk to players and they get that side of things, they're ahead of the curve, right? They understand that at the end of the day, yeah, we want to win the game, obviously, and that's important. But we also want to entertain the fans. I mean, the dances, bringing back the celebrations, all of this kind of fun stuff now that we're seeing back in the NFL is great. And it is. It's all Lamar Hunt. And if you haven't watched the Kingdom documentary yet and you are a Chiefs fan, and I said this, I think, yesterday or the day before, especially a younger Chiefs fan who, you know, just is kind of getting into their prime with the Chiefs, you need to watch this to understand where they were, where they came from, and how all this has been set up to give us the greatest dynasty run in modern NFL history. And, you know, to piggyback Lewis Riddick for you, I've always loved Lewis Riddick. I think he is exceptional. The problem with Lewis Riddick is that he understands the game of football. He ain't going to go out there and give a hot take. And so he's never going to make it to the top of the charts, you know, on some of these networks, because he's not willing to go out there and sound like an ass. And he's going to go out there and be honest. He's going to tell you what it's all about. He'll never be one of those people that screams and yells. His football knowledge is superior. His knowledge of Andy Reid and this organization is superior. But for whatever reason, that doesn't play on TV. You got to yell and scream to become one of the big names, you know, over at ESPN. But I mean, episode two, when Andy starts crying, I mean, if you didn't start crying at that moment in time, man, I don't know what to tell you, because they got Andy as vulnerable as I've ever seen Andy Reid before.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, not trying to sound like tough, but I never cried. But it was one of those things where, like,
Mac and I were crying like it was nobody's business. Legit. I had to pause the video a couple of times because I was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they showed when they talked to Tammy about, you know, the whole family being there for the first Super Bowl, and then they, like, you can tell that, like, in production, they told him what her response was. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, hits him like a ton of bricks. Yeah. And he's just like, he does, like, the finger wave, like, ah.
Yeah. That, right.
Yeah. The finger wave.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's, and somebody said that was the first time they'd ever seen, like, Andy Reid's, like, upper lip, like, flicker.
It's true. You know? I mean, when have you ever seen, like, you know what else made me cry? When they won the first Super Bowl and they got that close up of Andy's face and he's cheering, like,
love that.
I get emotional now thinking about it, because at that point in time, Andy needed that Super Bowl more than anybody needed that Super Bowl, right? And that's why they say that first one's for Andy, the second one's for the Chiefs, and the third one was for the fans and whatnot. But that first one, I mean, nobody needed a championship more than Andy Reid. And when they won that thing, I mean, they're down 21-10 in this game or whatever it was, or 20-10, and they end up winning 31-10. They scored 21 answered points in 7 minutes and 49 seconds to win that Super Bowl, and to see the relief. Because Andy Reid went from being a really good coach to a great coach in that game. That's what separated. That put him at the next level. And now he's arguably the greatest of all time, because he keeps stacking these wins and Super Bowl wins. And, you know, seeing him win that first Super Bowl, it was more emotional for me yesterday or the day before, whenever I was watching it, than I think it was in the moment. You're kind of caught up in the moment at that point in time, and you don't realize the significance of it. But to see that joy on Andy's face, we saw all the emotions a human being could have from Andy Reid in episode two. We saw the ultimate high, and then we saw him give that finger wave and go, man, I can't talk about that right now with everybody being there to see him win that first Super Bowl, because that's how important it is. He worked his whole life to get to that level, and every year he just kept falling short. And then the perfect marriage with him and Mahomes happens, and they win that Super Bowl, and it had to be so relieving for Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the weight of the world coming off your shoulder. And we can dive into more of what we've seen on that documentary, including the DeAndre Hopkins stuff about the Raiders. And then I think Terry Bradshaw had a hell of a quote. But I do want to give you guys something that happened yesterday, because as we wrap up this middle of this segment here. So yesterday I was gone, obviously. I was either at Bethpage Black, the Masters, Pebble Beach. Had a guy come to me on one on the hole that I was at. And he's like, I heard Bob this morning say that you were at, what'd he say? He said that you were at Bethpage Black. I was like, well, I wish. But no, we were at Dubs Reds Golf Course for a good cause. It was for the Integrated Behavioral Technologies. So a lot of parents out there have kids that are suffering from autism, mm-hmm. depending on the severity of it. Raised over $10,000 nice. Yesterday. Shout out to Nick Price and also to John as well. As we did our thing, but I was on the fourth hole at Dubs Dread. So for those of you that are golfers that get to play at that wonderful course, by the way, just a beast of a course, just a long course. My position was to, take $20. You got an extra shot and you got, so if you had a group of four, I was your fifth shot. And mm-hmm. if it worked out, it worked out. If it didn't, most of the time it didn't. I apologize. Then you could use it or not. And then also if you did pay $20, you had to give me your hot sports take. So I did not share these with you. I hope that's okay, because I wanted to give them to you raw.
Yeah.
Okay? So do you want me to give you these hot sports takes I was given yesterday? Okay. Hot take number one. The Broncos will win six or less games in the NFL this year.
Woo!
So, I mean, they're sizzling.
I mean, honestly, it's year two. A lot of times you do take that step back in year two. I don't know that you take a step back to that, though. So I think it's a warm take. But I understand the great first year. I mean, we're talking about Washington regression. We're talking about, you know, like the Royals came back to earth after what they did last year. Everybody kind of takes a step back. So that's a good one to say could potentially take a step back, but I don't think that far back.
I think when your first two games are Titans-Colts, though, that's 25% of the wins right there.
Yeah.
Or 33%.
The next one, now obviously this is a group of guys having fun, sipping, you know, brews at like starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, if not earlier. the next one was, Tiger Woods would have been one of the greatest athletes of all time if his wife would have just let him continue to cheat.
But he also had the injuries.
Yeah. You all right back there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Agree or disagree?
I mean, I would say if he didn't have the injuries.
Yeah.
I
think, like if they had an open relationship, he would have won 20 majors.
I think personal matters got in the way of some of his focus. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Now you could frame that way. You could frame that if Tiger was loyal, you could frame it both ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next one, the Red Sox should be forced to change their stadium. Their dimensions of that ballpark are a joke.
Yeah, that's what I like about baseball. I love the, yeah. I mean, I love the individual stadiums. No other sport really has that. It's cool. That's why we go on baseball trips and nothing else, you know, because every football field, hockey rink, basketball, it's all the same, right?
Yeah.
Boy, this guy was a doozy on this take.
Okay.
The Vikings will be terrible this year, and he blames it on their cheerleading squad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Don't need to spend any time on that.
We know we're there.
Yep.
Here's one.
BBL stinky.
Trash tank.
That's right. Mahomes won't lead the AFC West in passing yards or touchdowns.
Now,
I don't think that's a hot take.
I mean, Herbert, Geno, and Bo Nix, three of those guys will either have more touchdowns or more passing yards.
Oh, wait, did you say in the division?
In the division.
Oh, in the division? In the West.
In the West.
No, forget about it.
That's a hot take?
That's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, I thought you meant in the NFL. I was like, oh, Josh Allen could probably put up more yards. Burrow's probably going to throw for more yards this year.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to be having to put up 35 a game to even have a chance to win.
But in the AFC West, no way.
Oh, in the West now.
No, the Broncos don't have the weapons.
They don't have the weapons.
Yeah, they don't have the weapons.
In Vegas, I mean.
And the Chargers don't have the weapons, to be honest.
They don't have an offensive line now.
And they don't have an O-line. Yep.
Yeah. Or a coach or quarterback.
And then I didn't know Drew Nixon stopped by to hit a ball.
Nice.
Yeah, whole four, par three at Dubs Dread.
Probably aced it.
Joe Burrow is the best passing quarterback in the league.
Dan Orlovsky and Drew were at this tournament, I guess.
How
wow.
easy is it to be a good passing quarterback when you have T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase?
That's one thing we don't ever talk
we
about
don't.
With Joe
I
Burrow.
I mean, Joe Burrow has got more weapons than anybody else, and they were 9-8 outside of the playoffs last year.
I'll give you a couple more because I know we're coming up on a break.
No, I like it.
Mack Brown is the most overrated coach in college football history.
Aww. I disagree with that.
I loved Mack Brown.
I'm a huge Mack Brown fan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Love Mack Brown.
The reasoning behind this take because of the facilities, the recruiting classes, and he's also lost a role. He's never beaten Ron Prince.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. So you had a K-State fan out there who's hanging on to that. Awesome. I mean, my God. That's 30 years ago. We're holding on to Ron Prince takes.
Also, recruiting's part of being a college coach.
Yeah, but it is. Recruiting is part of it, man. Yeah. I hate when people say, well, they got good facilities and they recruit well. Yeah, that's 90% of the job. It's not about the X's and O's in college. It's now, you know, writing checks and recruiting. Yep. And doing all that. And it always has been about that.
These next three are pretty juicy. All right. Okay. Noah Gray will double Travis Kelce's production this year.
That's a hot take. Yeah, not happening. Yeah. Noah Gray will have half the amount of production as Travis Kelce.
Wow, that's equally hot.
I don't think that's equally. Think about it. If Travis just says 800 yards, Noah Gray's about 400 or 500. I mean, that's about half.
Yeah, I just think he takes a step up. I just think Noah Gray's more in that 600-yard range. But yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
Wow.
Bryce Young will have a better career than CJ Stroud.
That's a hot take.
I love that take.
Yeah. That is hot.
You'd have had fun yesterday.
Yeah, I would have loved
you
this.
You wouldn't even hit a golf ball. You'd just been sitting there waiting for the next golf cart.
I mean,
like
that guy
waiting for the mailman.
That guy probably just watched the Kingdom episode with the Carolina Panthers in it and is still like feeling himself from that. That's why he said that one.
That's a great one.
Here's one. Cam Ward will have a better rookie year than Jalen Daniels. Rookie year.
That's hot. I mean, Jalen Daniels.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year.
Like, are we talking numbers? Are you talking about how far you're leading the team? Like, what are we talking about? What defines a better year?
Either way.
I think Cam Ward is going to be just fine. And nobody's going to know what Cam Ward does because ain't nobody talking about Cam Ward. Other than the fact that he has some good sound bites, nobody's talking about Cam. Like, he's coming in, and this may be the hot take. It's a perfect situation for a quarterback in the NFL to come into and play. Nobody knows you're there. Nobody cares. No pressure. You could just go out there and do your thing, and you'll be a footnote on, you know, Sunday Night Football in America. Yeah, the Titans played today.
Never heard of him.
And he had a really, really fun division to be dominant in. Jaguars, Colts, and Houston.
Woo!
And then the last one here, the Lions will not win more than 9 games.
I love it. That's a good take.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's a realistic take at this point in time until we really realize what the offense and defense is going to be like with two new leaders.
I love the Bryce Young, CJ Stroud one. That one's great.
Calm down.
Great take.
Calm down. But no, shout out to IBT yesterday, and shout out to the people letting me be on that course. Shout out to everybody being brave enough to get those hot takes because, you know, it's fun. It's there. But maybe there's three types, not of hot takes, but three types of Royals fans on the text line. We let Bob Fesco lead the way here on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What the hell was that?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Segment of the 6 o'clock hour of Friday. Happy anniversary to 96.5 The Fan on FM. It was a year ago today that we blossomed into this FM radio station, and we thank you all for this enjoyable ride. We hope to do this for a while. So maybe later on in the show, we can open up the phone lines to you and tell us, you tell us what you like the most about 96.5 The Fan. We're about 4 years away from being washed. But hey, that's
I'm 48, dude. I'm closer than you.
Fesco's washed.
Yeah, I don't know, Carrington. He's still here every morning at 4 a.m.
Exactly.
Well, because I'm old, I get up early.
Yeah, so like Saturdays, you're up by 6.
This time tomorrow, I'll have probably 2 cups of coffee already in and, you know, watching whatever on TV. EPL starts.
Gone, like a walk or something, probably.
It depends.
You got to do that early.
Yeah, you got to do it early this weekend. Yeah, I probably
will. There's a heat advisory coming for us. He's going to be here till Monday.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 100 degrees out there, so stay inside this weekend. But
be in water.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I think, usually by this time on a Saturday, it's peaceful at this time on a Saturday.
I agree.
You know, nobody else is up, and you kind of do your thing and just relax a little bit and kind of ease into the into the day before the, you know, because, you know, now we're back into full go of everything, right? We got soccer game at 12:30 tomorrow and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's back, right? Like, life is back. And so you've got to pick kind of those, you know, those places of calm that you get. And yeah, I get up early in the morning and then, you know, maybe go do a walk or, you know, whatever the case may be. Just kind of, you know, kill time until everybody starts getting up about noon. Because when you have two teenagers, they ain't coming out of that room, you know. So,
and that's like a perfect time for you to nap. Like, your problem. I've been up for 6 hours.
That's right. No, you do. I'm going to take a nap. I'm just getting up. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like the old guy on vacation when everybody comes down the stairs at like 9:30, 10 a.m. Good afternoon.
Yeah,
like, exactly. All right, Greg, thank you. Yeah. Third morning in a row you said this.
Yeah, I'm not that guy.
Yeah, no, it's funny because there's always that guy. Mm-hmm. So four games out still of the wild card, a half game behind the Rangers. By the way, you know you play after these White Sox? The Rangers. Mm-hmm. And then you are 3.5 games behind those Cleveland Guardians, who you will still play, but four games behind the Yankees for that final wild card spot are the Kansas City Royals, who play three starting tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Again, I think we're still in the same narrative. Sweep.
Got us. Well, after you lost that one to the Nationals, you have no choice but to sweep the Chicago White Sox. And look, we're not to the point of the season. Well, that's a little bit too much. No, you've got to start sweeping series, man, because you had a chance to get over 500. Now you're under 500.
And you think there's three types of Royals fans on the text line?
Well, I think there's three types of Royals fans in period, but I see it mostly on the text line is that you have the delusional fan who still thinks that everything's great after every win. We're back, baby. And then you have, and that's you.
And then
you have the guy on the text line who every time they lose, see, I told you this wasn't a good team. They're going to go out there and lose because they want to be right. And there's zit doctors in Detroit. And then you have the third type of fan, which I think I fall into. I think Mac, kind of you fall into this category of, It's baseball. Call me when the playoffs start. You know, I'm not getting high and low on every single game because they don't really ultimately in the big picture need to affect my daily life. No. Baseball, every 10 games, you can kind of look at a sample size and you go, okay, they did this today. They did that today. That's fine. You kind of move on. You don't let it kind of consume you. You wait for it to get to where I'm told I need to start consuming this, you know, on a daily basis and get excited about it. And I think that's where the majority of baseball fans truly are over the course of a long season like this. I think baseball is one of those sports. Obviously, we live in a football world, and I think I told Mac this the other day. Major League Baseball has done a major disservice. They missed your entire generation, basically, of fans. And so there's lot of young people that weren't baseball fans growing up because, well, baseball went on strike. It didn't come back. And they don't understand the game of baseball. And they don't know how to watch baseball. They think every baseball game is a football game. And the NFL has empowered us so much in sports that we look at every other sport like it's the NFL.
Yep.
And that every game matters. And every game is important. And every game is a difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. And one win here, one loss there determines your mood for that day and all that kind of stuff. And that's just not the case in baseball, right? In baseball, 10 games is one NFL game. In basketball, 5 games is like one NFL game, you know, and stuff of that nature. But the NFLization of sports has forced us to get so high and so low over rando baseball games in the middle of the season that, like, I just don't have the chutzpah for that. You know, like, I just don't have the ability to buy in to every single baseball game over the course of a regular season. Because at the end of the day, it's not each individual game. It's series. It's tens. It's, you know, what you do over the course of a long season. And so now we're at the sprint to the finish line, and I'm sure more people are paying attention. But I think more and more people will pay attention if this team goes out there and takes care of business this weekend, and then you have your final stand against the Texas Rangers next week.
So high hopes is delusional?
I think there's a lot of delusion on the text line from baseball fans. One win does not mean you're back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can get exhausting that way.
Yeah.
Yes, it can. Living
but also one loss doesn't mean you're out.
You're gone either. No, it doesn't. 100%. 100% doesn't mean you're out.
Both ways are true.
Yeah. They're both.
It is both.
And also, just because you don't sweep the Nationals doesn't mean it was a failed series.
I think it does. Yeah, they suck.
Because I would put that in delusional.
Well,
I mean, winning 3 games in a row in baseball and expecting that is pretty delusional.
Yeah, I think beating the Washington Nationals, though, when they're a downtrodden team and you have your $47 million pitcher on the mound who gives up a grand slam in the first inning, like, you've got to win that game against that. At this point of the season, you've got to beat the losing teams. Keep the losing teams losing, right? White Sox are coming in. They're a losing team, right? Take care of business against the White Sox.
Please.
Like, I don't think there's any room to give a game back anymore at this point in time.
Because in that case, then you would expect them to win seven games in a row.
Look, man, you put yourself in this position. You want to be a playoff team, you got to do but things. The Brewers have won 10 or more twice this season.
Yeah. No, I'm not arguing that. Yeah. I'm just saying I think it's delusional to think a baseball team could win seven games in a row and be like, if you don't do that, then that's failure.
But because you put yourself in this position. Like, you had all season where you didn't have to get to this point of the season where you, I think circumstance now tells you this is what it's going to take, right? You got to go out there and you got to win these games. You got to win series. You've got to sweep series, right? No more, winning one here, three here, two, whatever the case may be. You got to go out there and take care of business now because you put yourself in this position where now every game is essentially a postseason type of game for you. You've got to win these games. You've got to build. You got to fight back. And so that's where we are at this point in time. Yeah, both sides can be delusional, and I think both sides pretty much are delusional. But one win doesn't mean we're back, and one loss doesn't mean the season's over. And I think when you talk to the vocal minority maybe of baseball fans, and I think number three is kind of the unvocal majority of baseball fans where you're just kind of watching the game and it happens and you go to bed and it's no sleep, you know, you're not losing sleep over it. But then you got the delusion on both sides where one win and we're back and one loss and we're done.
So 6-1 in the next seven?
So you go six. Four against the Rangers, right? You take 3 out of 4 against the Rangers. Okay. But you have to sweep the White Sox. They're lower than you in the standings at this point in time.
If you like fantasy football, I suggest you listen to 96.5 The Fan at 9 a.m. on Sunday. That's when my guy, Mac Morey, will have your airwaves and your ears full of fantasy football news, but also the football draft experience at Arrowhead Stadium. You can go there August 19th. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. with special guest Field Yates from ESPN. It's in the Hall of Honor. You can get tickets at GEHAfield@arrowhead.com. Two different packages of tickets being sold, a Q&A happy hour ticket from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., access to game day fair, 2 beer tickets, and a Q&A happy hour with Field Yates.
Nice.
No doubt. And then there's a suite package, fantasy teams of 12 to 16, full night access, 2 game day fair, 3 beer tickets, a Q&A happy hour with Field Yates, then they move to their assigned suites to complete their NFL draft.
That's cool. Do you get to buy more beer after your tickets run out? That's awesome, man.
That sounds really
cool. If you're into fantasy football, sign up for that.
That'd be cool.
I'm glad you got that website right because there's no
I was impressed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah. Oh, the at era. The at, that was great. Bravo. There's no chance I was reading that website.
Last time I had two beer tickets, Binkley pulled me to the side, grabbed me by my collar, and goes, "Look, you're not 21. I was like, "Binkley, I'm 32. He goes, "Yeah, give me a
coming up on the other side. That was at his birthday party. Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, more Rashee Rice news and why we all think this is just a mess here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.